Yo, what's up? What's up? Welcome to the Pico de Gallo podcast. It's been a hot minute. It's been a hot second. It's been a 6 months. It's been 6 months, Brady.
It has been 6 months.
With me, as always, I'm your host, Mikey Matthews. As always, with me, that was so dumb, is my radiant, lovely, bodacious? Is that too gross?
Yeah, a little bit.
Scrumdiddlyumptious?
Too far.
Schmackshy.
No, we'll just roll with it.
my great co-host, Brady Matthews. What's up, Brady?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
We have a guest.
We do. But where are we first?
Where are we? That's a good question. When are we? That's also a good question. How are we?
Not good.
Not good. We are in the great state of... which is local dialect for... Colorado. We are in our Bigfoot research bunker. What I just spoke was, in fact, Bigfoot. I'm a certified technician of the Bigfoot way.
You are. Well, speaking of Bigfoot, we have a special guest here today. He's kind of ragged. He's a little gross. He smells bad. He's also our cousin.
He looks like a lumberjack.
Yeah.
Like a lumberjack that fell on hard times.
Yeah. Anyways, his name is Bryson. Say what's up, Bryson.
What's up?
That's an amazing intro.
He also speaks Bigfoot, apparently.
Anyways, this is a trainer. Bro, let's get right into the episode.
Bro, let's go.
Here's a little break from the podcast. It's called I made Bryson go get me food and him food, and Mikey go get food from the kitchen. And I'm sitting here by myself listening to the TV play in the background. I needed someone to talk to.
Bro.
What?
You want to know something that happened to me today?
Absolutely not. But what? Yes, I do. I very much do.
Nothing really. It was actually a really good day today. But
I'm glad you had that experience.
What was your day like? You were
my day was fine. Yeah, I was out of school. Yesterday was Sunday. And
the day before that was Saturday.
Yes. But Sunday, I woke up, started having a bad day. Like immediately.
Yeah.
I woke up like I had accidentally like knocked some water over on my nightstand, had to clean it up. Like got up, tripped, and I fell in like an awkward position and somehow punched my light and broke the light bulb.
It's really impressive.
That's like an overhead light. And then I went to go get my pants out of the dryer and they were just damp, like uncomfortably wet. And then two of my rings were missing from my nightstand. Like, dude, the day just wasn't going good. And then I went to church, whatever. And then after that, I had work. And I was, like, having not good luck at work either. It was just so much.
This is a full day of yuck.
It was. Yeah, it was not good.
Bro, it's good to be back.
It's good to be back.
I missed you. I missed you doing the podcast. And I missed you guys. Our audience, not the ghosts. Not talking to the ghost. Get back, ghost. Get back in your closet. Don't you give me that look. They're back. God. You're good.
I don't like that I'm right in front of the closet.
That you can't see the closet, yeah. So you can't confirm nor deny what I just did.
I'm actually in the closet. Anyways, moving on. Today we have a special guest named Bryson, our cousin.
Which we said in the intro.
You will be popping in at random times in a little bit. Him.
If you hear him yell. I'll put the mic over to him.
Yeah. In a little bit. They'll play a game.
Yeah, we're going to play a game. What game are we playing?
Y'all are going to play... Tic-tac-toe. True or false? Yes, tic-tac-toe. Very intense game of tic-tac-toe where Connect I four. Am announcing and I'm keeping the people updated like an audio description robot.
Bro.
Yo. Sounds great.
He said sounds great if you didn't hear that. Bro, that reminds me. You've seen all of Squid Game, haven't you?
Yes.
I have not.
The ending of that show.
Dude, I've noticed I have a major problem.
What? What is that problem?
Is that all these great shows come out and I start them, but my brain won't let me binge them. And then I get bored during the show run and then I stop. Like, I'm on episode 4 of Squid Game and I haven't watched in about a week and a half.
Yeah. Okay, so if a show gets too repetitive, I can't finish it. Like, a while back, a year and a half to 2 years ago, I decided I was going to watch The Simpsons on Disney Plus.
Ew.
And it has been...
Hot take. I do not like
The Simpsons. It has been a year and a half to 2 years, and I'm only 12 seasons in. That is less than a season a month, which I would get through, like, a season a month if I watched one, like, every day.
Well, because, like, okay, and it's not even, like, if a show is too repetitive for me. Because, like, Squid Game is super interesting and complex, and the plot is, like, gives you little bits and pieces every episode, and it's, like, building on itself. So, it's not that it's repetitive. And the same thing with, like, so, well, I have a valid reason for stopping watching My Hero Academia. And that's because the 5th season came out, but it didn't get dubbed yet, and I don't watch subbed anime.
Neither do I.
And I can't read that fast, dude.
I can read that fast, but it physically exhausts me. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like,
and then I feel like I'm reading subtitles so much that I'm losing all of the reason I'm watching the show is like, well, because the cartoon. It's a cartoon, so yeah. I want to watch the actual show. I don't want to read.
Yeah.
If people, I want to do that, just look up the script and read the script.
Yeah, people have been, like, talking about that. Like, honestly, it doesn't matter. There's no reason you should get mad at if someone watched subbed or dubbed.
Yeah, dude. But you know what happened because I started watching My Hero Academia again? My TikTok is, like, half Christian memes, and then the other half is, like, fanfic of freaking My Hero. And there's a lot of... Okay, so this is another hot take. Like, shipping in anime is a problem a lot of the times because they're like most of the animes are like underage kids, and I think that's gross. Even if you are like not like even if you're underage, don't ship fictional characters because it's weird. There's a lot of gay ships in My Hero, which is weird to me because there are just as many ladies in that show as there are dudes.
I know, right?
And you could definitely, I mean, okay, I get it, right? Like, we live in a society where like being gay and trans and bi and pan and solar, whatever the heck they are now.
What? A monkey?
A monkey. You could be a monkey if you wanted. Dude, legit, you can. It's called being a furry. Like, okay, I know we live in that kind of society, right? But, like, why does everyone be hating on hetero ships, man? Like, you know what people, okay, I don't ship, but based on how they write the show, right? Like, I want the main character and his love interest to actually get together, right? Like, start dating. That's not shipping. That's like they're writing the show that way. I'm just making an educated guess. But there's a lot of gay ships in there, and I don't understand it.
Here's the thing.
What?
You said, why is everyone always hating on hetero ships? No one is, in fact, hating on hetero ships at all. No one has ever said that or hated on it. You're hating on gay ships.
I'm not hating on
gay ships. Yes, you are currently doing that.
Dude, act. I support our Navy. I never hate on gay ships. Dude,
I'm so sorry. Bryson, do you just want to take my spot on the show forever?
Bro, no. Okay, so what I mean by that, let me explain myself, right? Like, this is, okay, this is all coming from my being on TikTok. What I see on TikTok is that people have legit hated on creators for making hetero ship like content for My Hero. Like, this is legit. A guy made a video about it was really funny about what if like a bunch of the guys were sneaking out of the ladies' rooms and they all saw each other at the same time, right? And they're like looking around and they're like, and like legit a lot of people in his comment section like gave him so much crap for that. And like, we're like, it was like half of them were like, hey, like, we're sick of seeing heterosexual stuff, which, like, all sexualities, I think, represent all of them. I don't really care, yeah. Right? It doesn't affect me. I'm straight. I'm a straight white male, which means I'm qualified to talk about this.
Yes.
That's what hundreds of years. We've
never been able to talk about, us straight white boys have never been able to talk about anything.
No, ever. We're so oppressed.
No one has ever listened to
guys,
us.
Guys, in case you're wondering, this is all satire.
This is a joke.
This is a joke.
This is a joke.
We understand that we are.
In the words of Bo Burnham, we've had the word, the
floor for 400 years.
Yep.
Well, okay, like, I don't even care about this. What I care about mostly is that they're all underage, which I think, no matter what, is weird.
I care about people caring. It's stupid. Don't care.
Hey, hot take. Just don't care about anything ever. And then you'll never
get
your feelings.
Is that hypocritical in itself?
Yes.
To care about someone caring because you don't want them to care? Therefore, you're caring about it while not wanting someone else to care about it?
Well, the human condition is to care.
Well, the human condition is stupid.
What?
He disagreed with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's not, I don't really care, right? Like, I don't, in all honesty, you live your life, homie. And as long as you don't, like, try to force that on me, I won't try to force my stuff on you.
Amen.
In that way.
That's literally why half of my friends at school are atheists. I don't,
well, that's different. Okay. Not to say I won't share my belief. What I'm saying is, there's a difference between me sharing my faith in Jesus
and my faith.
Like pushing it on somebody.
No, I share my faith I share my faith to them all the time.
Yeah.
I just don't.
But you do it in a way that keeps them your friend, right?
Yeah,
you don't
shove it down your throat. Like, I'm not constantly like, Jesus saves.
That's my stance on sexuality.
I'll give you my opinion, but I'm not going to like.
Yeah, what I believe is what I believe, but like.
Sin goes with
not,
you.
You do you until God changes you, if that's what you decide to do. I think we lose the fact that we all have free choice. We have free will. So shoving it down someone's throat doesn't do anything because they still have free will to choose. And if anything, it's going to make them be like, I don't think I like that. I don't like that at all.
You know what I think is annoying?
What?
Christian conspiracy theorists.
No, don't expose me like that.
I think it's dumb. I think it's stupid. All the Christians that have the dumb theories about the corona vaccine and the virus itself.
Okay, I would. Okay, first
like
of all,
the Christians
hold on.
Biden is anti-antichrist. Look, blah, 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 blah,
okay,
blah.
Yes, that's dumb because you obviously didn't read your Bible too closely if you think that Biden is the antichrist. But let's not just like call out them as Christian conspiracy theorists, because they're not, most of them aren't necessarily Christian. They are conservative. But at the same time, conspiracy theories are for all sorts of political parties. There are plenty of like Democratic based conspiracy theories about the government. I can't think of any because I don't research it, but but I'm sure they exist because
there's a lot of people.
They're all the
not
same.
Not to out anyone, but I know a lot of people like that. It irritates me. And how they like will literally call out other people because they have something like that. Like if you tell them, I told one that I know, no name dropping, heard that I got the vaccine and like started spitting their conspiracy theories. And people that are just kind of insensitive about it. Like I knew someone that I know was at like a dinner thing and they were talking to someone. And they were just started talking about how like they started talking about how people with the vaccine will die in a year, like not knowing if anyone there.
Well,
just
I will, but it won't because of the virus.
I'm I mean, a year, that's quite a while to wait.
Do you want to share about that, or are we just gonna leave that as a like really vague, dark joke in
we'll
our
leave
podcast.
It. We'll leave it there. We'll just leave it there.
We'll talk about it later at some point,
yeah,
maybe.
We'll talk about it at some other point.
Not in this one.
It's not for this one.
It's not for this one. Bro. I think we've cracked the case, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've basically solved all the world's problems. That's what we're here for.
Yep.
We're not here to make you laugh. This isn't a comedy podcast where we do comedy.
You're in poverty? Get a job. You're going hungry?
Eat
some food.
You have a boil on your butt?
Pop it.
Get it looked at. No, you should, because it might not be
poppable. Go to one of the clinics.
Go to Dr. Pimple Popper. Do you watch her videos?
Yes, but it's like one of those things where it really grossed me out, but I can't stop watching.
Dude, my favorite. Okay, so. Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Bro. Okay. Just tap me on the shoulder if you have something you actually want to say.
Okay.
Okay.
Otherwise, don't talk.
Mic. No, you can talk. I don't care. No, I just can't. I keep thinking you want to say something. Yeah. Okay. So since we're talking about TikToks, right? TikTok is a gross app, but I love it in the weirdest way possible because it lets me do my stupid little Christian comedy skits.
Like the Moses one,
yeah. Oh, that was so much fun to make. I love it, dude. Check me out. It's same name as the podcast, believe it or not. Speak of Dengaya. come follow me on TikTok and see all my dumb things that I want.
No original name, just the podcast name.
Yeah, well, okay, so in case you didn't know, we named this podcast the Pico de Gallo podcast because I already had that like as everything on social. And it's just a good, funny pun.
No background. We were at a Taco Villa one day, right? And he looks down at the little tray in the middle, and he has the worst sense of humor ever. So he looks at it, points, and laughs. This is how Pico de Gallo. And I was like, that'd be a funny podcast name. And then he went and stole it and put it as all of his social media. And then we eventually named the podcast Pico de Gallo.
I don't remember that story.
I do very clearly because you took it from me.
Anywho. That's right. Technically, I didn't take it from you. It was my stupid joke to begin with. Haha, Pico de Gallo. Anyway, my point being is I'm on TikTok a lot.
Yeah.
Like way too much.
I'm glad you're being honest with yourself.
Yeah. Any downtime I have at work, I'm on TikTok because there's parts where I'm waiting for a part to heat up and stuff like that. So I'm on TikTok waiting.
Yeah, I think why so many people use it. It's because anyone can do anything on it, and it's so easy to make a video, and it shows you that it's so easy to blow up. And if you don't want to make videos and you just want to scroll, it's so fast. The videos are so short.
Yeah,
it's like a perfect thing to do while you're waiting for something. Yeah,
So because of that, a lot of my For You page is like satisfying videos, but not like traditional ones. Like I find satisfaction in. What was it? The other day I was watching and it was just like someone who was really, really good at TIG welding and like the welds were like smooth and it was like rainbow colored, like perfect all the way around like this pipe. And I was like, wow, that's so beautiful. And then I thought to myself, well, what am I doing? Why am I so like taken aback by this? But I was going somewhere with that, but.
You dropped it.
Train of thought lost.
Train of thought crashed, honestly.
It's gone. It's done for.
Fell off the bridge.
There ain't no saving that.
It's gone.
Anyways.
You had a game for us.
Yes.
I want to play a game.
Let's get into that. This game that I'm going to be.
Tic-tac-toe. That was the whole thing. I went on this rant because tic-tac-toe reminded me of Squid Game.
Tic-tac-toe started it all.
Is there a game of tic-tac-toe and Squid Game? I guess not because it's all like Korean based and
red light.
Apparently Koreans, the only game that Koreans play as kids that I recognize was red light, green light.
I know, right? And that honeycomb, how is that a game? What is that?
The honeycomb?
That's like so smart.
Like, there's a part where they like melt sugar into like these patties and then they stamp a shape in it. And you have to get the shape out without it breaking. And if it breaks, you're blip.
Shot.
Blip, blip. Yeah, if you don't know, you die in that game. But it's not really a secret anymore.
I mean, it really...
However, my two favorite characters in that show... Sorry, I cut you off. My two favorite characters in that show died first episode.
I was talking to my sister, and it was like a... I was theorizing, because neither of us have seen it. And I was like, wouldn't it be funny... If they made a show where it was just the main character dies literally in the first episode and then the next episode and the episode after that until the end of the season, it just introduces a new main character just for them to die.
That's actually kind of cool.
I would watch that.
I'd watch that.
Okay. That's patented now. I did it
with
my brain.
Dude, that's so cool. That's actually a cool idea.
I
thought you were prepared.
I am now only prepared.
Slightly. Okay.
We all were okay. Y'all were still talking.
I was buying you time.
Talking about random stuff.
Yeah. Dude, I got Dragon Ball Z slides.
Yo.
Yeah, they have the two little emblems on them. I think they're really cool. I'm also a giant
How
dork,
much
so.
Of that series have you seen?
Dragon Ball?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen...
Out of all of them.
I've seen like half of the original seasons, and I've seen all of Dragon Ball Z Kai because it was shortened for Dragon Ball Z. It was shortened for American audiences because American audiences can't handle filler episodes. And then I've seen like a couple of seasons into Super. But I had Funimation, and then I got rid of Funimation because I get subscriptions, and then I realize I probably shouldn't be paying for this for something I barely use, and I get rid of it. So, but I'll probably at some point I'll finish Dragon Ball Z Super. But the reason I've been able to see all of Dragon Ball Z Kai is because they're shortened. But now I'm on regular Japan seasons, and they're trying to keep up with the manga, and then sometimes they get ahead of it, and they have to do filler episodes to wait so they can wait for the next issue to come out.
That's why we have two Full Metal Alchemist shows.
Yeah, and the first one is terrible.
Yeah.
It gets so weird so fast.
Because they had to come up with ideas on the spot.
Yeah, they were
now,
so far ahead
of
everything.
Instead
of
just following the manga, they had to write an episode and then animate it and do the voice acting.
Yeah, I mean, it's all based on like what they thought was going on. But at some point, you know, obviously if you have a writer who's not connected to the original...
It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna
get
weird.
Yeah, it's gonna get crazy.
It's gonna be weird.
I think it had time travel in the last episode. It was weird. It had like interdimensional travel. It was weird, dude.
Avengers?
What if?
So,
bro, what if? Good show.
Really?
That's another one.
I haven't seen it.
That's another one. That's another one where I started watching it and I got to the zombie episode and then I stopped watching it because I can't binge it.
The episodes after the zombie episode are so good, bro. You should finish the season.
Really? I saw the Killmonger one, and I just was like, meh.
Well, the Killmonger one is meh, but after that, like the Thor and the Ultron one and the season finale are all phenomenal.
They're okay. Beautiful. That is also Star Wars Visions, the anime one.
Oh, is it good?
Super good.
God, I need to watch it.
Also halfway through it and stopped watching it.
I just watched a show called Parasite, an anime that's on Netflix. Ooh, currently.
So good, dude.
It's not a Netflix original, I don't think, but it's not. That's where I watched it. And the first season, oh my God, I was hooked. I just like, it started off so fast paced.
Yeah, it just does stuff.
Man, speaking of shows that I've gotten hooked on, I've literally watched The Witcher 3 times.
Yeah, I'm like that Community. I've watched Community 4 times.
That's another one.
You've finished Community. Don't lie to yourself.
No, not Community. I have finished Community. Community is one of the few that I can binge watch.
Yeah.
But that's just because
same.
Every time I watch it, I notice new jokes that I didn't get before.
Yeah.
There's a new anime movie out for The Witcher. It's like Nightmare of the Wolf or something like
that. Yeah, I've seen some stuff about it. It's the old dude from Witcher, but when he was young.
Yeah, it's...
Really?
Vesemir, I think.
Yeah, it takes place way before.
I can't
the
lie
Witcher
to you. I haven't even seen a full episode of The Witcher.
I've seen
Henry Cavill.
I thought it was
though.
Really good. Dude.
Henry Cavill is a really good actor. So
I had to convince Dad that it was actually the Superman guy.
Oh yeah, he looks quite a bit different.
Yeah,
man, Henry Cavill is like the king of nerds.
Yeah, he almost missed his Superman audition.
Why?
Because he was doing like a World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft,
Oh, you mean tournament. Warhammer?
Yeah, he's.
I think it was Warhammer 40K because I've heard him talk about Warhammer a lot.
It was World of Warcraft.
Oh, really?
It was like a tournament thing. It was he almost missed his audition.
Dude, he's like a triple threat.
Imagine if he would have missed the audition and he was out like billions of dollars.
That's the same thing with the guy who voiced Starkiller and Maul in the Clone Wars. Like a gigantic, and it's super dope when like voice actors are super big fans of the things they work on.
Yeah,
but he's super big Star Wars fan.
Yeah, he is.
I don't remember his name.
Another problem that I have is how much actors get paid.
Okay, why?
Because me having done stage acting a lot, I've been in quite a few shows.
Hold on, time out.
What?
Maybe that sounds super pretentious right now.
Probably.
I'm gonna.
They get paid way too much. They get paid way too much.
Why?
I've done some intense shows, and I don't think any show ever, unless you are literally putting your life on the line, which some actors do, you are not worth like billions or millions of dollars, or even like maybe thousands.
This is what you have to remember, though, right? They get paid based on the industry that they're in. That's every industry that you're in. The pay usually reflects what you have to do. So the industry they're in is really rich. So what they get paid is a lot. Now, like if I'm in the service, like the oil field. Oil field is a rich industry. You can make a lot of money in the oil field. You get paid a lot in the oil field.
Yeah.
It is somewhat based on what you do. Excuse me. It's somewhat based on like how you perform. But in the same token, it's not as physical, but it's the same with acting, because not everybody has the chops to be an actor. And that is evident on YouTube.
This is true. Acting.
There's a level of talent and skill.
Let me repeat. Acting is not for everyone. People think that acting is so easy. I mean, it's not hard work.
Yeah, but you're also coming at this from someone who is also a pretty decent freaking actor yourself.
But it's really not that hard. I'm not saying
to you, because you're good at it.
It's not that hard to where everyone could be an actor. Or wait, hold up. It's not that easy, but like, I'm not saying it's terribly hard.
No, but there is a level of
there's
a lot that goes into being an actor. Like, you don't see like leading men. Like, you have to have a certain look about you, and there's a lot of things that go into it.
This is true.
Yeah. So. I have a question. What? We gonna play the game now?
Let's play the game.
Sorry, we
keep getting sidetracked.
We went on a rant.
Really good.
Was that the first or the second one?
What
was that first or second tangent we've gone on?
Probably like 15th. There'll be many more.
There will be many. Don't expect this to be.
This show is basically three ideas and all the tangents connecting them together.
Yeah. Mm. So
that's how we run it.
Here's the thing.
Have you never listened to a podcast episode of ours?
I've listened to the first one.
That's like one of my favorites.
It is.
Indiana Bones ain't. It's all messed up.
Anyways. Wow. How we play the game is,
yes,
I'm going to either be reading a fact on my phone, a crazy fact, or
pretending to
read it and making one up on the spot. And you have to guess if it's true or false. Y'all don't have to come to an overall consensus. If y'all have two different answers, I don't really care. I'm not going to be telling.
I'm super good at this game, by the way.
He's not.
I'm super good.
I'm going to be tallying up the points. So
what do we win?
I'm not going to be tallying up the points.
What do we win?
I said that wrong. What, you don't win anything because there are no points.
Drugs.
We get drugs?
No.
Like epinephrine?
Jesus is a drug.
Jesus is the only drug I ever take.
I'm high on the Holy Spirit.
Okay,
before we leave
I'm again. Zooted with the Spirit.
Before we leave again,
mm-hmm.
That's we are going to get into the game.
Okay.
First fact.
False. Okay, go. Sorry, go.
Yeah, y'all good?
Yeah, that's the only intro or interruption.
We're good.
The original, the OG story of a witch comes from ancient China, where a woman would burn kids at the stake.
True.
False. Nope. Y'all are losers.
What?
Well, that means all the rest of them are gonna be true.
Nope. All right. Let's see here.
He's a really good liar, is what we learned from this game.
I could be a lawyer. One time it was my birthday, and then I somehow, and a teacher had told this class that it was my birthday at school, and somehow I convinced them that it was not my birthday.
Why? Just because you're an agent of chaos.
Just for giggles. Just for fun.
Just for giggles.
Yep, just for a little laugh. Anyways, next fact. McDonald's once made a bubblegum flavored broccoli.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Yeah, you had me until the very end, and then I got confused and worried.
McDonald's once had bubblegum flavored broccoli.
Broccoli?
Broccoli.
I'd say false, but McDonald's is kind of weird.
Hey, that's whatever. I could be telling either one.
True, bro.
True? What do you think?
False.
I guess Bryson pulls into the lead.
No!
Yes, sir.
I need backstory now. I'm going to have to research that now.
There's a little article under it.
Don't lead us down into a rabbit hole again. Let's play the game.
We got to get through this.
Are you sure? Because I can read it.
No, we'll come back to it.
All right. I need to find... Wait, never mind. That'd be... I messed up.
False.
Okay. True. Anyways.
Glue.
The penny was first originated in Turkey.
True.
False.
You used that one last time.
Yes, I did.
I thought it sounded familiar. I thought it was true that time too.
Nope. Y'all are really falling behind here. I'm kind of worried for my mental health. How good am I at lying? This is kind of scaring me. Okay, you just fact.
Say something monotone, it makes it believable.
Johnny Appleseed's first fruits. Do y'all know the legend of Johnny Appleseed?
Yeah, he planted a million trees in America.
Yeah. His first fruits weren't for eating. They were alcoholic.
You go first.
True, bro.
Stop stealing my answers.
Drew?
I'm going to say false.
Bryson's too good.
Dang.
Too good.
Dang. I knew in my heart it was true.
Alcohol, man.
Don't say. Do you know this is going live? Other people will hear it. I was going to get mad at you. You're going to spank your little Bigfoot bottom.
Fact.
False. Sorry, I got nervous.
Fact.
Damn. True. I'm so good.
Samsung.
Hey, this is Mikey. Our recording messed up, so we don't have the last little bit of that game. Just know it was super funny, and we are great comedians. So, back to the episode.
Have you ever thought about having a food truck?
A food truck?
Yeah.
No.
What if we opened a food truck together? Named it...
I don't know how to cook, and you don't know how to cook. That would end badly.
I know how to cook.
No, you don't.
You really do.
Don't lie to yourself.
I know how to cook. I was a fry cook, dude.
You know... Okay, so you know how to cook a burger.
Yeah, that translates well into any other meat.
A mean burger or just a Whataburger burger?
A mean burger, dude. My burgers are the best burgers.
Never seen you cook burgers since you worked there.
Yes, I have. I cooked you burgers once.
When?
When I worked at Toys R Us. I cooked good burgers before I worked at Whataburger.
You sure about that? Because I've never seen proof.
There's literally a picture on the internet somewhere.
That's not specific enough.
On Facebook.
What'd you count?
Mom's.
How far down? How many years?
Well, at least 5 because I just graduated high school.
See? Therefore, I have no recollection of proof.
I can cook, and if you keep talking that smack, I'll never feed you.
You don't cook. Feed me.
If I wouldn't.
Okay. Anyways, why? Why the food truck?
Friend of ours selling their old food truck.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it necessarily is for cooking. I think they use it for snow cones, but...
I'm sure we could convert it if we felt like it.
I thought about using it for the t-shirt thing, but yeah, we're not at that point yet.
Yeah, no.
I just brought it up to have a transition into this new segment.
Yeah.
To be honest.
The new segment has nothing to do with food or trucks, does it?
No, but it got the conversation going, didn't it?
It did. Aren't we doing Darwin next?
I didn't look up any Darwin.
Honest. Well, it's the segment I can't remember.
It was mainly just a topic of a discussion.
Oh, was it?
Speaking of buying things.
Well, okay.
That's my segue.
Okay, what?
We should join our money together and buy an NFT.
No. That's there. I see no point in that.
Why not? We could be the only ones to own a meme.
That's unbelievably stupid. Why would I want that?
Well, because apparently you can make money if you sell them. Well, but I mean, you can't make money off an NFT because you can't.
Yeah, you can't resell NFTs. So,
but basically, this is seems super sketchy to me. This Dubai-based music production company has been buying them. They bought Charlie Bit My Finger.
Yeah.
Now they've bought Overly Attached Girlfriend, Disaster Girl, which I think is the one where she's smiling in front of the burning house. And now, just recently, they bought Side-Eyed Chloe, which is the blonde girl that gives you like the, you know, that one.
Yeah.
It was super popular memes. Now, this seems to me like a villain origin story.
Yeah.
Why do you need these memes? What's the point?
I don't know.
It doesn't stop people from using them.
No.
Because there's always going to be
you're technically the
owner. You own the original.
Yeah.
It's like a collector's item.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
Have you seen Master of Disguise?
Yes.
When he uses the dad to steal all the artifacts.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I just imagine him. I just imagine Data from from Star Trek, which is the guy who plays the villain in, I don't know his name, which is bad, but he plays the villain in Master of Disguise.
Just Data, like, or that's the green guy, right?
No, he's not really green. He's like gold. Yeah, the android in.
Is he gold?
I think he's supposed to be gold.
I thought he was green, but he's like the guy with like longer hair or whatever.
No. What?
What does he look like?
He's the android. He's the robot.
In which one?
Next Generation.
That's the one with
Picard, bald guy.
Yeah.
Sir Pat Stewart.
Yeah.
Mr. Xavier. I almost said Xavier Octavius, but that's two different characters.
Yes. I know who we're talking about now.
It just seems weird. They bought it for $75,000, which seems really low.
Like, whatever. If it's low?
Yeah, low.
It seems low to
Charlie Bit My Finger sold for like how much? Okay, hold on.
So for like mil, like hey, a 1.4 million. How much did
Charlie
right?
Charlie Bit My Finger sell for? Let's see this. Oh. Oh, okay.
I thought it was like 1.4 million.
$761,000.
One of them sold for like over $1 million though, right?
I have no idea.
Anyway, that's still too
I much really hope money. No one would buy an original meme.
That seems like so much money.
I could understand like spending that amount of money on actually no, you're right. That's an ungodly amount of money for anything.
Yeah.
Collector wise.
Yeah. Especially something that's not even physical.
You can buy a car. You could buy two cars straight up, just buy them for that much money.
Yeah.
Like nice cars.
Yeah.
I mean that's just so much money. I've never even heard of $75,000.
Like 10 cheap cars. I know, right? It's like so much money for something that's not physical.
Yeah, that you just kind of, what do you have? Do they send it in like a JPEG or something?
I think so.
It's weird to me, right? Because I think it's because we live in like internet society now.
Yeah.
We live in a society.
It's like they're trying to populate it.
Well, I mean, we live in internet town now, like the land of the internet, and internet is in everything.
Yeah.
Like you can't even buy a toaster without it being Wi-Fi for some reason.
Yeah, that is true.
Sings you a song when your toast is done or whatever. But it's the same thing as like cryptocurrency.
No, I think that's dumb too.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
What's backing it? That's why it's so unstable.
Yeah.
They just get to make up what it's like based on like just I don't even begin to understand it.
Yeah.
But it's a future. I mean, it's going to get to the point where like
that's what we buy to.
If you don't use cryptocurrency, you get taxed so much that you don't even have money.
Yeah. That's what we buy things with. And it's like, well, shoot.
The only cryptocurrency I'm into is Dogecoin. I understand it. It's based off memes. I can understand that. I'm an internet kid.
Yeah. It's so weird to me. don't know. I think I'm more of a physical media kind of guy. I like I like records. I like DVDs. I like stuff like that. I like having, if I'm going to collect something, I like having it physically, you know? Like, I collect cards. I have physical decks of cards. I collect lighters, whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, I would never spend that much money on that.
Well, at that point, bless you.
Thank you.
At that point, right, what you're, are you really collecting them? Like, collection, I don't know. It's like, yeah, I'm with you. It's like, it's just a thing that you own at that point. It seems it's redundant.
Well, and at least if like you're collecting something physical, you can resell it.
Or use it.
Yeah, or use it.
Like, I mean, unless you're like talking like jerseys or something, then you won't use them. But then they're just like
decorations. Yeah, but you can still sell them. There's nothing stopping.
That is true. Yeah, that's true. Like NFTs are unsellable.
Yeah, like NFTs. First of all, it's just a video. What purpose does that serve you? Second of all, you can't sell it, so you're out money for a not even a 2 minute video of a kid saying, "Ow, Charlie bit me."
Charlie bit my finger.
Oh, Charlie, that really hurt. I got so dumb. I wonder what Charlie thinks about this.
I don't know. They're like old now.
They're not old. They have grown up a bit. They are not old people. How old do you think they are, dude?
Probably in their 30s.
Yeah, I can get that one down. They probably are in their 30s. 20s,
30s. Well, the reason for selling Charlie Bit My Finger makes sense to me. Because YouTube's doing this thing where they're trying to free up space on videos that are no longer really getting traction.
Yeah.
And that one, and Charlie Bit My Finger, like, I think the article said it, like, capped out at, like, a billion views, really, and it wasn't really growing anymore. It was just taking up space.
Yeah.
And if you're running a site like YouTube, space is valuable.
It's true.
With so many people uploading videos now, you know, it's just a common way of life. Soon people are going to, like, start selling off TikToks and stuff.
Probably, yeah.
It's crazy, dude. It's so weird. I think it's weird because you're right. It's, like, it's stuff that we grew up with, so it shouldn't, like, it literally has me flabbergasted. Like, I can't talk about it because it's, like, I wonder if there's like a someone who can explain it to me while you sneeze your brains out, dude. Are you okay?
Yeah.
What'd you do? You snort some dust or something?
I guess.
Took a dust snort. Bro. What are you doing? No, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why you got your fingers on your nose? Is it a booger? Ew. Are you gonna eat it?
Yes.
Ew.
Absolutely.
Bro, that's so gross.
I need tissue.
I wonder what our parents are watching. Can I hear them in the next room?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Dad watching. Bro, I'm hungry.
We just ate dinner.
Yeah, I know. What's the problem? I'm hungry, and I'm always hungry. I started doing this thing where this podcast segment is called "What's Mikey Eating Today?" Boop.
Great time. What is he watching in
there? Bro, so I recently started doing intermittent fasting, which means I skip a meal. And I usually skip breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Another name for the segment will be Mikey's Food Wars. Because I have... So, today, everything went wrong. Like you were talking in the earlier episode, Sunday, everything went wrong for you. Today, everything went wrong for me when I was waking up. I wake up on time. I have my alarm. I fall back asleep. I wake up at 7:30. I have to be at work at 8. I'm like, okay. It doesn't take me that long. I can go make my coffee, and I don't eat, but I drink coffee because it helps cut craving.
Yeah.
Right? I, not thinking, put ice in it first, and then I put my coffee over the ice so it'll be cold when I drink it. I can just drink it. Then my dumb brain says, oh, you didn't put creamer in it. So I put creamer in it.
Yeah.
But I already put ice in it.
Okay.
So it coated the ice. Oh. And then because it wasn't hot, it didn't melt the creamer. So I have this goopy, gross creamer in my coffee. And I'm like, oh, I have a great idea. I'll make a small cup of just hot water through the coffee maker to fill it up and melt the ice more. Sort of kind of worked. I got most of it like to get into the coffee. I take a drink of it and I immediately poured it out. It's like, this is disgusting. I look over at the clock. It's 7:50.
Oh no. You live like
at least
15 minutes away from
like at least 15 minutes away from work.
Yeah.
So I'm going, right? I get outside. There's a light layer of frost on my window. I get in. I crank the defrost. I cannot see. I'm driving down the road. I can sort of kind of see, but it's melting slowly. So I'm like driving, like look, peering out the little hole of like clear glass on my windshield. Eventually it gets taken care of. I get to work. I'm late. Whatever. My boss is cool about it. I'm like, sorry. I decided, you know what? I've had such a rough morning. I'm going to not intermittent fast today. I'm going to eat breakfast. So I order on Favor because we live in Texas. So Favor is my go-to order app because they're usually pretty solid.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
I only know her first name, so I'm just going to use her first name, right? Teresa answers my call. I sent it out into the wild and say, I need food from Whataburger. I would like a breakfast on the bun and a drink. So she accepts it. And this is about 8:30. My food did not arrive until like 9:40.
You also have to think about how far she was away from a Whataburger.
There's a Whataburger up the street, and it chooses a local driver around your area to get your food.
Okay, but Whataburger takes a while.
Which I can understand, right? That's not what made me mad. That's not what made me mad.
What?
What made me mad is that Favor offers, it's not their personal phone number, but it's a Favor phone number that they can contact you through because they have to send you a picture of your residence when they deliver it. An hour goes by. She doesn't text me once, right? She comes to my, she delivers the food. She's like kind of short with me. And then she's like, they didn't have large cups, so I got you small. Fine. But I look online and it still says I got charged for a large. So then I have to contact Favor and make sure they didn't charge me for a large drink when I got a small. First of all, I know I'm going healthier, right? I'm trying to eat right and stuff. I've cut down Cokes a lot, right?
Yeah.
I'm still a fat guy. Okay, I need at least a medium drink.
I know, right?
Like a small,
but like
I don't want to. I have to ration that out. I think she
was lying to you because they usually don't have large cups, but their mediums.
See, they
are regular large, and I've never been there, and they've been out of mediums. They always
see. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that she just got a small, but I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. It's the only time I've given a bad star review to a thing, to a runner, and it's not because the food was an hour. I don't care.
She's not good, bro.
Yeah. Normally I'd give 4 stars. This is my go-to unless I just really try really hard. And I'll give him 5. But I always give him 4. I gave her 1.
I would have given her no stars.
I don't think that's an option.
I'm sure it is.
Well, I'm not heartless. Anyway.
I am.
So
stone cold killer.
Lunch comes around, right?
Yes.
And I'm like, okay. I'm still hungry. I'm really thirsty. I decide, you know who has good deals for $5? Taco Bell.
Amen, bro.
Taco Bell has a new thing.
They pull through hardcore.
And this is that whole story and this whole thing. This segment is focused around this. This is the heart of the segment. Mikey's food war. Mikey's food time. They have a new taco at Taco Bell called the Cantina Taco.
Yeah, is it good?
It is crispy, like a fried. I don't know if you necessarily call it fried. It's a crispy, crispy, crispy. It's not a regular hard shell taco. It's like fried where it's crispy. Like a they took a Supreme taco, fried it in some new, or it's a new type of shell that's really crispy, and on the bottom, a layer of nacho cheese. It's so good, dude.
You better be giving me Taco Bell after this.
No, I'm not. I'm not giving you Taco Bell. I'm giving you Nacho Bell. Dude, it was a redemption story for the ages, dude. I was so happy after lunch. I was like, I can go on with my day. Mm. Dude, I love food. I love food so much. And now I'm learning to love black coffee.
I can drink black coffee. It depends on the roast.
Yeah.
It's all about the roast for me.
I decided I can't drink Colombian coffee black.
It's
too dark.
I can drink Colombian black. I can't drink like...
Yo, I have an idea.
What?
Let's start a new podcast.
Oh.
Okay. Called The Bean Boys, and we just try different kinds of coffee.
Oh, all right.
That sounds cool. Or we can make a segment here where each week we have a different cup of coffee, and we just talk about it. We kind of give it... We are not trained like food people. So it'd be really dumb because it's just two guys who like coffee talking about coffee. But I guess that's perfect, right?
We just call it coffee talk.
I like Bean Boys, though.
Sounds...
Dirty Bean Boys.
Maybe not. Maybe
Roasted Bean Boys.
I don't think I want to do that one. that one... I'll tell you this. Give me time to think about it.
Okay.
I'll think about the Dirty Bean Boys. No.
Bean Boys is a great name for a coffee podcast, by the way.
Is it?
Bean Boys? Yeah. The Bean Boys.
I mean, whatever you say, Chief. I'm going to leave that one to you. That one's not on me.
The Bean Boys is good because what else would you make coffee out of?
Beans?
Yeah. And it's memorable. Bean Boys. Bean Boys podcast. Hey, we're Bean Boys Podcast. Welcome. Today we have a light roast. Then
it sounds like we're talking about beans.
That we are talking about
beans. But
not
just, but beans is a very wide term. There's refried beans. There's pinto beans. There's black beans. There's kidney beans.
Navy beans.
There's a lot of
garbanzo beans.
There's a lot of beans. All right. And they all make me feel terrible.
Except for coffee.
No, coffee makes me feel terrible, but I drink it anyways because I'm a psychopath. It's like that TikTok where he's like talking. It's like a coffee drinker versus a non-coffee drinker. And I hate explaining TikToks, but it was funny. And the coffee drinker was just the whole time. I felt so attacked. He was just like, no, it gives me intense anxieties. It makes me have to poop a ton, but I still love it. It's like, all right.
That's something that you and Dad have in common that I do not have to struggle with. Coffee does not make me have to poop.
If I drink intense amounts of coffee, it makes me have to poop.
Dad can like sniff coffee and has to poop.
Dad smells coffee
and he's like, oh, bathroom time.
Immediately has to excrete. Oh,
gross, dude. That's so gross.
This is a tired episode.
But I like this.
I'm exhausted.
We have a lot of high energy in the beginning.
There's already background music, so we're gonna turn on some chill vibes in here. I don't know if y'all can hear that, but we can.
What if it was just immediately like, bam, ka-bam, ka-bam, bam, ka-bam, bam.
Play some Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's one of my favorite bands ever. I actually have a Red Hot Chili Peppers poster.
Where?
You're looking at it.
Hey, right. Do you think they meant for their thing to look like a butthole?
I was more thinking like the British flag, but yeah, butthole, I guess. Maybe that's what it's supposed to be. E pluribus anus. That's a reference to a show. If you didn't get it, you're a sad person. I'm sorry to tell you.
Bro.
And I have this painting, my favorite painting, which is done in like traditional Japanese painting. It's a pretty famous one. It's called The Great Wave. Oh, man. I love it. I have a poster in my room. It was my wallpaper at one point. I have a pen for it. I have a hoodie that has it on it. I think I need to rethink my life is what I'm saying.
That's what you got out of that?
I need to get a woman. Need to give me
a lady.
A lady friend.
A laddie for my laddie.
Yeah.
That was... Music break. I had something I was going to say and then totally went out of my head.
Yeah, that's what's happening right now. I'm so tired. Like, everything just left my brain.
Bro, I like this. We need more chill podcast. This is, we've earned it. It's our first day back. Give us a break. We gave you all that great... I almost said tic-tac-toe. We did not play tic-tac-toe.
Energetic content. Bro, I heard that while you were talking. I thought it was like hard bass.
Wow.
I thought it was like...
Yo, you bought Dr. Sasquatch stuff.
I did. This was amazing.
You've used it, right?
Yeah, it's so worth it.
Dude, I'm nervous about using it.
Doesn't bar soap make you break out?
Some of it, but I don't know. It's like supposed to be all natural. I wonder if it will do that.
I can like cut you off a piece of mine.
Break me off a piece of that kickback, bro.
I can cut you off like a little slit and you can use it. See if it makes you break out.
Bro.
And if it does, it'll only last like a day.
We're in spooky season.
Okay.
And? Which means that two things happen. Okay. I watch a lot of scary movies.
My thing is Bela Lugosi classics. I watch them every Halloween.
Yeah. The other thing is candy.
Yes.
My job, we got candy. We have it in a little bucket because we're promoting these buckets that have light bulbs. No, they have flashlights in the bottom so they light up.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. I think it's kind of pointless.
It really is.
But my job carries a lot of things like that that are like pointless but cool. So people buy them. This candy that my main man manager got is like Twizzlers and Jolly Ranchers and Milk Duds and Kit Kats and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Two of those things are my favorite. And they're the rest of the guy's favorite. And I think we've pretty much gone through the bag and just cleaned out all of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and the Kit Kats. And all that's in the bucket are... the Milk Duds, and I mean, some of, like, my manager likes Twizzlers, but I don't really like Twizzlers. I like the cherry Twizzlers.
Milk Duds are in there?
Yeah, it was not Milk Duds. I'm sorry, Whoppers.
I'm fine with either of those.
I don't like Whoppers.
I'm fine with, me and Whoppers have a nice, steady relationship.
Well, that's good. Are you going to marry her?
I'm nice and steady.
You're going to marry her?
No, it's nice and steady.
Answer the question. You're gonna have little whopper children.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
How did they get past that?
What?
I was just thinking. The candies are called Whoppers, and then Burger King has a burger. Well, their burgers are called Whoppers. They're spelled the same. That seems like it'd be illegal.
It's not, because you can't trademark the word Whopper.
Oh, I guess right.
I don't think Burger King's like main focus was, oh no, people are gonna mix up the chocolate candy and the meal.
How are people gonna buy our burgers when they think we always sell our chocolate candy? Dude, I love Halloween.
Me too. It's
Halloween's so slept on, bro.
I know, right?
Like, okay, like we're the only country. America's the only country that really celebrates it.
No, yeah. I mean, it's like kind of like Christmas a little bit. Some other countries.
A lot of countries celebrate Christmas, though.
Yeah, no. It's like a smaller version of Christmas, but every celebration looks different. Yeah. But it's mainly
American, what are you referencing, Canadian though? Thing. If you're talking about Day of the Dead, those are two completely different holidays.
No, I'm like, I think Canada.
Nope. It's strictly American. And you know why it's American? Because it was created by the candy companies to sell more candy.
I'm pretty sure if I was a kid.
I was trying to channel my inner, like, what's that guy? Turn the freaking frogs gay.
Joe Rogan?
No, that's, no. No, the guy. No. Alex.
Trebek.
No, not Alex Trebek.
I know who you're talking about.
Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Turn the freaking frogs gay. He's such an interesting individual.
Yeah.
But every time I see him on, like, Joe Rogan, because obviously Joe Rogan loves having him on because Joe Rogan is
equally as insane.
Equally as insane.
Yeah.
But like all over the board insane though. Like, doesn't matter what, talk about anything, agree with anything. All of his ideas are like
off the wall.
Off the wall. And then people are like, it's satire. I don't necessarily think it is.
Yeah.
It seems a little too genuine. But Alex Jones is just an interesting man. I would love to, like, actually, no, I would regret talking to him.
Yeah. I feel like I would talk to him and I would, no disrespect to Mr. Jones, but I would lose brain cells. I would walk away a worse person than I came. And you know it's true.
Dude. Yeah.
I don't know.
Bro, you know what? Okay. Since we're on the subject of Halloween. So, I love Halloween movies. I love scary movies. Hulu. I have a beef with you, Hulu. Hulu, what you thinking, Hulu. Dog? What you thinking?
What, I don't know what they did.
They have... First of all, they have scary movies on Hulu. Okay. They don't have many slasher movies. Slasher movies are my favorite type of scary movie. Scream. Halloween. Friday the 13th. Technically, if you want to get technical. Nightmare on Elm Street. But that's loosey-goosey. I just like slasher movies because they're a little more like thrilling for me.
Like Who's Next?
Yeah.
And The Neighbors and stuff like that.
Hulu has... Friday the 13th, final chapter, and Final 13th, part 3. They do not have one or two. And I'm like, dude, all I want is to watch a Friday the 13th marathon, dude.
I know, right?
And then they have, like, indie... I think they've redeemed themselves in my eyes a little bit because they have indie horror.
I like indie horror.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're a little more...
Lovebirds at Horror is amazing. Oh, I love this song.
Like, you've heard it before, or...
No, I just, my first impression of it was, wow, this is really good. One note in.
Dude, you're so tired, I can't tell if you're messing with me or not.
I'm not.
Dad's speaking sign language. Say hi, Dad.
Yo.
He doesn't like us very much. I take that back. He's chill. But anyways,
no, you just have to go to bed and you don't want to.
He was giving me the signal to wrap it up because I do have duties to fulfill tomorrow. I have actually quite a long day.
This is what we get when we have a co-host who's still in high school.
Well, I'm in high school and I also have a job, so I have a lot to do tomorrow. I should probably get to bed. Anyways, thank y'all for stopping by. I know the vibe changed here.
Well, it did change, but I thought it was good.
Yeah.
You might not hear any of this. We might just wait for another day and record the second half of this podcast episode.
This is true.
This might come out as a Bean Boys.
It could.
Could possibly. It'd probably be under a different name because I get Bean Boys is a weird name. But it'd be a good, it would be a good coffee podcast name, and you cannot deny that.
I'm not denying it, but I'm going to get some sleep.
We love you guys.
Michael's going to get some sleep.
I'm not going to sleep today.
Well, he's weird. You should get some sleep.
I'm a vampire.
Take care of yourself. Hydrate. You're so weird. Take care of yourself.
Brady.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to suck your blood.
Let me be wholesome.
I want to eat your brains. I want to take you to the lake.
Michael.
For a fishing expedition. And then eat your brains.
Anyways, take care of yourself. Hydrate. Self-love. Keeping it real.
Be good to each other. Bye.
Bye.